Hello, and thank you for joining me on this midweek message. I want to read to you a verse out of Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Sunday morning, we were in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25, and we were talking about the laws of warfare. Paul says there's just some realities that we live with. We're near to sin. It's always available. It seems to be a part of us. And then he also gives us this encouragement that the inner man, the deepest part of who we are, has been set up so that the Holy Spirit can be there, regenerated, made new. You're a new creation in Christ. All of that is true. But Paul says we're still in this in between. We're not absent from the body and yet present with the Lord the way we will be after our death. So we are now in this state of warfare, and the struggle within and the struggle without is real. But he gives this encouragement. While he gives you that in chapter 7, and it's pretty discouraging to read, he gets over into chapter 8 and he gives us this hope that we have, in fact, those of us that have put our heart and soul in the trust of Christ Jesus, have invited him in to be our Lord and Savior. He says, for those, they've been set free from the law of sin and death. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Then he goes on in the rest of that chapter to begin to try to encourage us. And set your mind on that. Put your hope in what God has put in you. He has put something in you that is greater than anything in this world. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. There is something within me now, the Holy Spirit within, that can bring forth the victory that Jesus Christ won in the resurrection in daily life. It's here. It is with me. Matter of fact, in verse, let's read a few. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Or how about verse 10? But if Christ is in you, if you've trusted him as Savior, he is. Although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you lived according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. There is a strength within us that have trusted Christ as Savior to overcome the death that still clings to us. This flesh is dying, and it is scrapping for breath. It is. The flesh is constantly trying to affirm itself and hold on to anything that it can. But Jesus says, hey, you have died to that sin, to that flesh in me, and now you find life in me. You have been with me, or I have been with you through your death, burial, and resurrection. And now on the other side of his victory, he gives us the victory. You can overcome these things. But there is a need for deliberate intention. Where do you start with that? Like, Greg, that sounds great. But how I get all spooky and focus on the Spirit? No, you begin to obey God in the things that you know. The things that you know that he is calling you to action on. You obey him in those. And you begin to try to call to him for help to get victory in those. And then as you learn how to combat those evils in you with the help of the Holy Spirit in you and the trust of Jesus Christ, the faith of Christ, then you begin to learn how to walk in the Spirit. It's almost an after product of you fighting the good fight of faith every day. You learn to depend on him. So it's a deliberate choice. The reality is it has been given, it has been applied, it has been offered. You have the choice to make. You are free to choose. So choose life. Have a great night.